This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I welcome you to Noble Quran Stories. In this episode, we cover Nuh alayhi salam and the Great Flood. Brothers and sisters, in this story, we have the first messenger to mankind, and he is also called the second Adam. In this story, we have one of the five great prophets, and they were Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In this story, we have a messenger of Allah who really tries very, very hard to guide his people. He worked day and night in the open and in secret for a long period of time. But very few people believed in him. His own wife rejected him. One of his sons rejected him. Allahu musta'an. In this story, we have people making a mockery of the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making fun that he has very few followers, making fun that the elites are not with him. We find that his own son drowns after rejecting the call of the father. In this story, brothers and sisters, we see the great flood that most religions and civilizations acknowledge. In this story, we have and we see how truth prevails over falsehood. So what is the story? What is the story of Nuh alayhi salam? Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, Allah states in the Noble Quran, Watlu alayhim naba'a Nuh, and mention to them the story of Nuh alayhi salam. And we find that most details of the story are found in two surahs, the Surah Hud and Surah Nuh. So there's an entire surah dedicated to Nuh alayhi salam, named after him, Surah Nuh. And there's also a lot of details in Surah Hud. We find that Nuh alayhi salam is mentioned 43 times in the Noble Quran. 43 times, alhamdulillah. Allah mentions, وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ نُوحٍ, and make mention to them the story of Nuh alayhi salam. And so the story goes that from the time of Adam alayhi salam, mashallah, the people were upon Tawheed. And this continued for about 10 generations. And then the corruption started to set in. We found that there were some pious, righteous, salih individuals who passed away. And their names were Wad, Suwa', Yaghuth, Ya'uq and Nasr. So these pious, righteous, good individuals, when they passed away, Iblis came in the form of a man to their people and said that you're pious, you're righteous, they've passed away, and maybe you will forget about them. Why don't you put up these like structures, these like idols, to remind yourselves about the good that they used to do? And so when you see these structures, when you see these images, you will remember their good and you will also do likewise. You'll make dua for your pious and your righteous who have passed away. And so they said, this is a good idea. And so they did so. And subhanAllah, there was Iblis planting the seeds of corruption. Few generations later, the people had forgotten why their forefathers had put up these images and these idols and these statues. And now Iblis comes to them. You know why your great-grandfather did this? You know why your forefathers did this? Because whenever they were in difficulties, there's no rain, somebody needs to fall pregnant, somebody wants a male kid, whatever it might be, they would come to these pious and righteous individuals. They would pray to them, they will make dua to them, and then their needs will be fulfilled. And so you should also do likewise. And thus shirk was introduced to the people and their tawheed was corrupted, as mentioned by Abdullah ibn Abbas and also stated by Ibn Kathir, Imam al-Qurtubi, Ibn al-Qayyim and many others. The spiritual and moral corruption had now set in. Allah musta'an. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends Nuh alayhi salam as a messenger, as a guide, as a warner to his people. And he tried many different approaches with his people. Number one, targhib. He tries to arouse their interest, invite them, sweeten the matter for them. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. That turn to Allah, make istighfar to Allah, and you will find that Allah will forgive all of your sins. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. He will send down good rains for your people. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. And you will become very rich, you will have many, many children. وَيَجَعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجَعَلْ لَكُمْ Anhara. Allah will make for you gardens and for you rivers. So he tried to sweeten the matter for them, pull them and bring them towards Al-Islam. He also tried tarheeb, warning them. So as opposed to sweetening matters, he tried to warn them and he would say to them, Allah ta'budu illa Allah, do not worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inni akhafu alaykum, I fear for you people, adhaba yawmin aleem, punishment on a day which is very, very painful. I'm worried about you people, my people. I am your brother to you people. I'm worried about you. Be careful. I'm warning you about the matter. But they didn't listen. They made fun of him. They made a mockery of him. Nuh alayhi salam, sometimes number three, would debate with his people. He tried to convince them. Alam taraw kayfa khalaqa Allahu sab'a samawatin tibaqa? Do you not see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made up the heavens? Wa ja'ala al-qamara fihinna nura wa ja'ala ash-shamsa siraja. Allah put this moon there as a light and he put the sun there as a light. Wallahu anbatakum min al-ardi nabata. And Allah has given you people all of these crops and the grain. Thumma يُعِيدُكُمْ فِيهَا وَيُخْرِجُكُمْ إِخْرَاجًا. And then one day you will enter into this earth. You will die and then you will be resurrected. وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ بِسَاطًا. Allah has made this earth for you as a wide expanse. لِتَسْلُكُوا مِنْهَا سُبُلًا فِجَاجًا. So that you can travel upon this earth and find your passages. So he would debate with his people. He would say to them, and they would acknowledge that, yes, Nuh, you debate with us a bit too much. قَالُوا يَا نُوحُ قَدْ جَادَلْتَنَا فَأَكْثَرْتَ جِدَالَنَا فَأْتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُنَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. They would say to him, oh Nuh, you've debated us and you've debated us too many times. We are tired of all of this. Bring the punishment of Allah if it's coming. Whatever you promised us, bring it on. Bring it on. They would say to Nuh alayhi salam, Allahu musta'an. So he would try to bring them, pull them, entice them. He would warn them. He would debate with them. He would be gentle with them. Talattuf. We find Allah mentions about Nuh alayhi salam. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَى قَوْمِهِ. We sent Nuh to his people. So he was not a stranger amongst them. He was there with his people. He is from amongst them. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ. O my people, O my people, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. مَا لَكُم مِّنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُ. You do not have any other creator besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would say to them, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ نُوحٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. That do you people not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ. When their brother said to them, he is from amongst them, he is not a stranger to them, he knows them, they know him, he's been with them for such a long period of time. But they still didn't accept. Allahu musta'an. Nuh alayhi salam would come to them and call them with love and concern. Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, أُبَلِّغُكُمْ رِسَالَاتِ رَبِّي وَأَنصَحُ لَكُمْ. I am passing on the word of Allah. I'm passing on the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I am somebody who is giving you people nasiha. I'm an advisor to you people. Subhanallah. We find in the Noble Quran also that Nuh alayhi salam, during the day, during the night, in the open, in private, he does da'wah to his people. We find Allah states, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا. Nuh says to Allah, oh Allah, I've called my people in the daytime and in the nighttime. ثُمَّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُهُمْ جِهَارًا. I called them in the open. ثُمَّ إِنِّي أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ وَأَسْرَرْتُ لَهُمْ إِسْرَارًا. In the open and in private, all of this I've done. Subhanallah. He came with love. He came with concern. He came as an advisor. He tried to sweeten the matter. He warned his people. He debated with them. But how did they respond? Ah, you are only but a man, just like anybody else. You're a man. Why didn't Allah send angels instead for this job? Why send a man? They would say, فَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ مَا نَرَاكَ إِلَّا بَشَرًا مِثْلَنَا. We do not see you except like us. You are just like us. You're a man like us. There's nothing special about you over us. They would say to him that it's only the outcasts who follow you. The poor people follow you. The non-elites, they're the ones who follow you. مَا نَرَاكَ اتَّبَعَكَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ هُمْ أَرَاذِلُنَا بَادِيَ رَأِي. We find that the people who don't really have too much of intelligence, etc., they are the ones who are following you. They just followers, blind followers, they go with you. The mala, the high-ranking individuals, they were the ones saying this to Nuh alayhi salam. Allah mentions, وَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Very few people believed in Nuh alayhi salam. Allahu musta'an. They also said to him, you have no superiority over us. There's nothing special about you. مَا نَرَى لَكُمْ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ فَضْلٍ. We don't see any virtue that you have over us. They would say to him, you're a liar, O Nuh alayhi salam. بَلْ نَظُنُّكُمْ كَاذِبِينَ. We think that you are all liars. Nuh, you're a liar. Your people, your followers, they are all liars. You are misguided, O Nuh alayhi salam, they would say. قَالَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْ قَوْمِهِ إِنَّا لَنَرَاكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. We see you to be in manifest error. You are completely misguided, O Nuh alayhi salam. Allahu musta'an. They would say to him, why didn't Allah send an angel to do this work? Why send a human being? وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَأَنزَلَ مَلَائِكَ. If Allah wanted, Allah could have sent an angel. Why send you? Why choose you? What's special about you? The followers you have, they are all outcasts. There's nothing special about you. They would mock him. They would make fun of him. وَكُلَّمَا مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مَلَأٌ مِّن قَوْمِهِ سَخِرُ مِّن. When Nuh alayhi salam was ordered to build that boat, ordered to build that ship, that ark, they would pass by and they would make fun of him. وَكُلَّمَا مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مَلَأٌ مِّن قَوْمِهِ سَخِرُ مِّن. They would make a mockery of Nuh alayhi salam. They would laugh at him. They would say, what craziness is this? You've really gone off your rockers, O Nuh alayhi salam. They would say to him that this call that you are calling towards our fathers, our grandfathers, they never heard about all of this. ما سمعنا بهذا في آبائنا الأولين. Our forefathers didn't know about all of these matters, and we are going to continue following our forefathers and not you, O Nuh alayhi salam. They would say to him that you are crazy, you've gone off your head, O Nuh alayhi salam. فَكَذَّبُوا عَبْدَنَا وَقَالُوا مَجْنُونُ وَزْدُجِرْ. That you are gone crazy, you are majnoon, O Nuh alayhi salam. They would say to him, if you don't stop all of this, O Nuh alayhi salam, we are going to beat you up. We are going to physically harm you. When they don't have any intellectual response, then they want to physically harm him. Allahu musta'an. قَالُوا لَإِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهِ يَا نُوحُ لَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمَرْجُومِينَ. If you don't stop all of this call, O Nuh, then you will be stoned. We will stone you. We'll stone you to death. Allahu musta'an. So we saw the da'wah of Nuh alayhi salam, how he tried his level best with his people, and we saw the evil response of his people. How did Nuh reply to all of this? He continued. He was patient. He persevered. And his people, they would say to one another, لَا تَذَرُنَّ آلِهَتَكُمْ وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدَّ وَلَا سُوَاعَ وَلَا يَغُوثَ وَيَعُوقَ وَنَسْرَ. He would say to one another, don't leave the idols. Don't leave the ways of our forefathers. Don't leave Wad and Suwa and Yahuth and Ya'uq and Nasr. No, no, no. We will stick to them. We will hold on to their ways. We will not follow Nuh alayhi salam. They would say to him, let's bring on the punishment. You are promising us a punishment, O Nuh. Well, bring it on. فَأْتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُنَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. If you are truthful, O Nuh, then bring it on. We are ready. And then Allah mentions to Nuh that only those who've already believed, they are going to be your followers. The rest of the people, they are not going to believe. لَنْ يُؤْمِنَ مِنْ قَوْمِكَ إِلَّا مَنْ قَدْ آمَنْ. Only those who've already believed, they will be your followers. The rest of them are not. And so Nuh alayhi salam lifts up his hands and he makes dua to Allah to destroy these people, to destroy the criminals. رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا. Oh Allah, do not leave any of these disbelievers alive. Destroy all of them. إِنَّكَ إِن تَذَرْهُمْ يُضِلُّ عِبَادَكَ. If you leave them, then they are going to misguide your true followers. The true followers of Allah will be misguided by these criminals. وَلَا يَلِدُ إِلَّا فَاجِرًا كَفَارًا. And their offspring, their descendants, will also be disbelievers. And so don't leave them, destroy all of them. And thus, Nuh alayhi salam was ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to build an ark, to build a massive ship. Why? Because the punishment of Allah was on its way. The flood was on its way. Allah states, وَيَصْنَعُ الْفُلْكُ وَكُلَّمَا مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مَلَأٌ مِّن قَوْمِهِ سَخِيرُ مِّن. We ordered him to build this ark. And whenever his people passed by, they would make a mockery of Nuh. Ah, you are crazy. You are on your old crazy ways. You are building an ark here in the middle of the desert. What's wrong with you, O Nuh alayhi salam? Subhanallah. Allah states, وَاصْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا وَوَحْيِنَا وَلَا تُخَاطِبْنِي فِي الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا إِنَّهُمْ مُغْرَقُونَ. Allah ordered him to build up this ark. And he was warned, don't ask about the criminals because they are going to be drowned. And what was the response of Nuh to those people who mocked him? He would state, إِن تَسْخَرُوا مِنَّا فَإِنَّا نَسْخَرُوا مِنْكُمْ كَمَا تَسْخَرُونَ. You are mocking us. One day we will be the ones laughing at you. You will be the object of the mockery. And that's exactly what will happen. Allah musta'an. Allah states, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا وَفَارَتَ النُّورِ قُلْ نَحْمِلْ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلٍ زَوْجَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ. They take with you upon this ark the animals in pairs. إِلَّا مَنْ سَبَقَ عَلَيْهِ الْقَوْلُ وَمَنْ آمَنْ. Take the animals in pairs, take your family وَأَهْلَكْ. إِلَّا مَنْ سَبَقَ عَلَيْهِ الْقَوْلُ. Except those who are definitely going to perish, those who are going to be punished. Allahu musta'an. How many believed in Nuh alayhi salam? It is stated a maximum narration we have is about 83. Some mention much, much less than that. We know on Yawm al-Qiyamah there will come a Nabi and he has absolutely nobody with him, subhanAllah. What we do know is that few people believed in Nuh alayhi salam. What's the maximum? Maximum 83. He had his sons with him, one by the name of Ham. Then he had the son by the name of Sam. Then Yafith. These three sons, they believed in him. As for the son Yam, he's the one who disbelieved. He's the one who said, no, rather I will go to the highest mountain and I will be saved there, as we will discuss bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. And it is said, from the descendants of Sam, you have the Arabs and you have the Jews. And that's where you have that term, the Semites. The Semites, because they are from the son of Nuh alayhi salam, whose name was Sam. So all of those who trace back their lineage to Sam, they are called the Semites. So mashallah, Nuh alayhi salam, he has those animals on board with him. He has the believers with him. And Allah states, وَقَالَ ارْكَبُوا فِيهَا بِسْمِ اللَّهِ مَجْرِيهَا وَمُرْسَاهَا إِنَّ رَبِّي لَغَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ. This dua is something that we all make when we begin our journey, when we are riding our cars, etc. We are driving around. This is what we say. And where did this come from? This was ordered to Nuh alayhi salam. قَالَ ارْكَبُوا فِيهَا بِسْمِ اللَّهِ مَجْرِيهَا وَمُرْسَاهَا إِنَّ رَبِّي لَغَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ. That indeed, my Rabb, He is most forgiving. That we are the ones who will be saved. We've turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've sought Allah's forgiveness and we have been forgiven and we are the ones who will be saved. As for the criminals, then they will drown. And that's Nuh alayhi salam. He boarded and the animals were on board. The believers, they were all on board. And Allah states, وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا. And then from the earth, water started to gush out. فَالْتَقَى الْمَاءُ عَلَى أَمْرٍ قَدْ قُدِرٍ وَحَمَلْنَاهُ عَلَى ذَاتِ أَلْوَاحِ وَدُسُرٍ. And Allah talks about the waves. وَهِيَ تَجْرِي بِهِمْ فِي مَوْجٍ كَالْجِبَالِ. And the waves, they were like mountains. Allah musta'an. Water started to gush out of the earth. The rain started to come down. The waves were like mountains around. And Nuh alayhi salam and the people with him, the believers, they were saved. Walhamdulillah. Nuh alayhi salam, he calls out to one of his sons, Nuh. He calls out to that son by the name of Yam, or some state that his name was Kan'an. وَنَادَى نُوحٌ ابْنَهُ وَكَانَ فِي مَعْزِلِي يَا بُنَيَّ ارْكَمْ مَعْنَا وَلَا تَكُمْ مَعَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And Nuh called out to one of his sons. His son didn't join them. And he says, come and join us. Don't be from amongst the disbelievers. Join us and you will be saved. What did he say? قَالَ سَآوِي إِلَى جَبَلِي يَعْصِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَاءِ. I will go to the mountain and I will be saved from all of this rain and all of this water. I'm not going to join you, O my father. Allahu musta'an. Father says, قَالَ لَا عَاصِمَ الْيَوْمَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِيمٌ. That there's no safety from the punishment of Allah today. There's no safety except those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves. And then, وَحَالَ بَيْنَهُمَ الْمَوْجُ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُغْرَقِينَ. And then a mountain of a wave came in between them and they were separated. And the son of Nuh alayhi salam, before his eyes, the son had disappeared and the son had now drowned. Allahu musta'an. Later on, Nuh alayhi salam, he makes dua to Allah. وَنَادَى نُوحٌ رَبَّهُ فَقَالَ رَبِّ إِنَّ بِنِي مِنْ أَهْلِي. That indeed my son is part of my family. And oh Allah, you said that my family will be saved. My son is part of my family. وَإِنَّ وَعَدَكَ الْحَقِّ وَأَنْتَ أَحْكَمُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. And your promise is true and you are the best of judges. How did Allah respond? قَالَ يَا نُوحُ إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكِ. He is not of your family. The son, he's not of your family. إنه عمل غير صالح. Or the other قراءة, إنه عمل غير صالح. That his actions were not righteous actions. The actions of this son of yours were bad actions. So don't ask me about this matter. فلا تسألني ما ليس لك به علم. Don't ask me about the matter that you have no knowledge, O Nuh عليه السلام. إني أعظك أن تكون من الجاهلين. I warn you that you don't be from amongst the ignorant ones. قال ربي إني أعوذ بك أن أسألك ما ليس لي به علم. I seek protection in you, Nuh عليه السلام said, from asking about a matter that I have no knowledge about. الله مستعان. قال ربي إني أعوذ بك أن أسألك ما ليس لي به علم وإلا تغفر لي وترحمني أكون من الخاسرين. Oh Allah, I seek protection in you from asking about a matter that I have no knowledge about. And if you don't forgive me and have mercy upon me, then I will be from amongst the losers. الله مستعان. Nuh عليه السلام and the believers, they were saved. The criminals, they were drowned. And then Allah states, وَقِيلَ يَا أَرْضُ بْلَعِي مَاءَكِ وَيَا سَمَاءُ أَقْلِعِي. Allah ordered everything to stop. Allah ordered the earth to take in all of this water and for the sky to stop the rain. وَغِيضَ الْمَاءُ. And the water subsided. وَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ. The affair was decided. The matter was over. وَاسْتَوَتَ عَلَى الْجُودِي. And then the ark, it stopped, it came to a halt on this mountain by the name of Judi. And this is in Surah Hud, verse number 44. And thus, walhamdulillah, Nuh alayhi salam, the believers, they were saved, and the criminals, they were destroyed. The believers now got off the ark, and they started a fresh new beginning, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, take note that in the books of Tafasir, in the riwayat of the Banu Israel, we find many, many strange narrations. Take note of these strange narrations that some of them mention that even Iblis, he managed to smuggle himself on board the ark. They mention that when Nuh alayhi salam was building this ark, he had this like giant who assisted him in the building, and the name of this giant was Uj or Og. They also state that Nuh alayhi salam on board, there was a lot of the droppings of the animals, and so to clean all of this here, the elephant sneezed, and when the elephant sneezed, a pig was born, and then the pig went around and cleaned up everything on board the ark. Crazy stories. There's another one that on every single plank on the ark was written the name of a Nabi, and also on the planks there was the name of Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali to be found. You also find a story that there was the enmity between the dog and the cat on the ark, and thus up till today this enmity continues. There's also a story that Nuh alayhi salam, he promised his only daughter to three individuals. He had forgotten. One guy proposed, no problem. The other one proposed, no problem. The other one proposed, no problem. Now he's sitting with an issue. He's only got one daughter, but there's three proposals. And so subhanAllah, he was told, take your daughter. And then there was a dog, and then there was a donkey. Put them into a room, and then subhanAllah, they all turned into the form of his daughter. So his original daughter, and then the dog turned into one of his daughters, and then the donkey also turned into the form of his daughter. And thus he was able to marry these three to those three men. And Allah musta'an, other crazy stories like this. Ala kulli hal, these matters here are not authentic. We do not find authentic chains of narrations with regards to any of them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, it must also be remembered that when it comes to the story of Nuh alayhi salam, there are some question marks. There are some issues. The first one being that this flood, was it a global flood or was it a localized flood in the area where Nuh alayhi salam was, or was it the entire globe? We find that the Bible states that it was the entire globe. As for the Quran, it is silent on this matter. It does not state explicitly that this flood engulfed the entire earth, and that seems to be the opinion of many a scholar, that this was a localized flood. I mean, Nuh alayhi salam, in this ark, it would have been rather difficult for him to have every single type of animal, plant, etc. on board with him. Ala kulli hal. So that's why many ulama state that rather this was a localized flood and not a global flood. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. What was the age of Nuh alayhi salam? We find in the Noble Quran, Allah states, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. That we sent Nuh alayhi salam to his people and he was with them doing da'wah for a period of 1000 minus 50 years. 950 years. He was involved in da'wah. And then we find that some state that he was involved in da'wah, obviously, 950 years. But there was a period of time that he was not a Nabi. So there's a number of years before him getting nubuwa. And there's also a period of time after he was saved from the flood. And so there's also those years that need to be added on. So some state he lived for 1,708 years. SubhanAllah, 1,708 years. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. There's also a question that at that time, would people calculate the years as we calculate the years today? So it's 12 months equals 1 year. Were they also counting in that manner? That is a question. We find that the Bible states that he was 600 years old before the flood. 600 years old before the flood. And then there was the period of the flood, etc. And some mention, no, he was rather 71 years. And there's a whole long discussion on how they calculated the 71. Ala kulli hal, we are making mention of those opinions out there. As per the Noble Quran, 950 years he was involved in da'wah. And then also, how long were they aboard the ark? How long did this flood last? We find some narrations that it was 150 days. Some mention, no, rather 7 months. Others state, no, it was a flood of 40 days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. We also find in the biblical tradition that Nuh alayhi salam, after being saved, that he was the first winemaker on earth, and that there's also the incident of him being drunk. The other question, were all human beings on earth destroyed and killed except those who were with Nuh alayhi salam on the ark? This is dependent upon the previous matter, whether this was a global flood or a local flood. Those who state, no, it was global, then all animals and all peoples, they were all destroyed. And those who said, no, it was only a localized flood. The criminals of Nuh alayhi salam, the people of Nuh who rejected him, they were the ones who were destroyed. As for people in other ends of the world, then they were not affected by this matter, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Allah states that they descended upon the mountain of Judi, that the ark rested upon the mountain of Judi. Well, where is this mountain of Judi? Some state it is close to Mosul in Iraq. Other state, no, it is in East Turkey, the mountain of Ararat. And there are numerous pictures available where people claim that this was the mountain upon which the ark had landed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. With regards to his disbelieving son and disbelieving wife, with regards to his son, then we already discussed the criminal son. He was the one who didn't join them on the ark, and thus he drowned. As for his disbelieving wife, then Ibn Kathir states that she passed away before the flood, and thus she is not mentioned in this entire incident because she was not around at the time. There are also some ulama who state that the three sons of Nuh alayhi salam that survived him, the three good sons, that they were not around during the flood. Rather, they were born after the flood. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we now move on to the lessons that we can extract from the story of Nuh alayhi salam. Remember that a lot of this story has been mentioned in Surah Hud. And Surah Hud was an early Meccan surah that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets this revelation in Mecca. And these verses were a clear message to the Meccans of Mecca that you are disbelieving in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your end result might be similar to the people of Nuh alayhi salam, the ones who rejected Nuh alayhi salam. We learn from this story, number one, the different methods in da'wah. Look at Nuh alayhi salam doing da'wah during the day, during the night. He tried to sweeten the matter. He tried to warn his people. He debated with his people. Different people, different methods he used with them. Walhamdulillah. And so a lesson for our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah al-Mukarramah, and also a lesson for us until Yawmul Qiyamah. We also learn from the story of Nuh alayhi salam that the qualities required by the one doing the call, you require a lot of sabr. Nuh alayhi salam, 950 years, subhanAllah. A Nabi will come on Yawm al-Qiyamah and he has absolutely no followers whatsoever. They mocked at Nuh alayhi salam. They laughed at Nuh alayhi salam. They said that he is Majnoon. He is a liar. It is the elite who are not following him, but it's the lowly who are following him. They said to him, get rid of these misfits. Get rid of these outcasts and then we will follow you. Allahu musta'an. Look at how Nuh alayhi salam dealt with all of that. 950 years. Only when he was told by Allah that they will not believe, then only he lifted up his hands and he made a dua to Allah against those criminals. We admire Nuh alayhi salam. The story of Nuh alayhi salam builds our admiration for Nuh alayhi salam. And thus he is one of the five great prophets. We learn from this story that the bonds of religion, the bonds of deen are much stronger than the bonds of blood. Nuh alayhi salam's flesh and blood, his son, but because he rejected the deen of his father, he was rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learn from the story the end result of those who reject the Anbiya, those who do not follow the Anbiya, those who do not follow the guidance brought by the Anbiya and Rusul. We learn the importance of Tawheed. Nuh alayhi salam's message was, worship one deity, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Leave off all of your idol worship and all of this corruption. Follow Tawheed, stay upon Tawheed, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. We learn from this story the tricks of Shaitan. Look at how he came to the people, that your pious ones, they've passed away. Put an image of them, put a statue with regards to them, so that you will be reminded about their good. You will remember them, you will pray for them, you will do the good that they used to do. Few generations later, the people started to venerate those idols and they started to worship the dead. Allahu musta'an. In the early days of Al-Islam, if somebody passed away, we buried them and you were not allowed to go and visit the graveyard, subhanAllah, because the people's iman was not yet strong, because their tawheed was not yet firm. And so the chances of them falling back into shirk was very, very high. And thus they were prohibited from visiting the graveyards in the early years of Al-Islam. We also learn from the story of Nuh alayhi salam, that it was mostly the mala', the high-ranking individuals, the notables, the elite, the special ones. They were the ones who rejected Nuh alayhi salam. They were the ones who probably felt that they had a lot to lose by following this Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so they gave their many, many excuses. The people who are with you are the lowly ones. You are not a person of distinction or merit. There's nothing special about you. Why didn't Allah send the angels to do this work, etc., etc.? Excuse after excuse. And this here continued with all of the Anbiya, the mala', the notables, the high-ranking ones. They were the first to reject Allah musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, this was the beautiful story of Nuh alayhi salam and the great flood. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite us in Jannatul Firdaus with Nuh alayhi salam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us and keep us blessed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us an understanding of the noble Quran. This story here, Allah said to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make mention of the story to the people, and thus we learn from the story of Nuh alayhi salam. Walhamdulillah. Hayyakumullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.